Clinton looked at the Chancellor as if he were speaking a completely unknown language, Ducerne thought. And from the Grand Inquisitor's perspective, perhaps Trinair was. After all, they'd been prepared to unleash fire, slaughter, and devastation on the entire kingdom of Karras from the outset, so why should anyone get particularly upset over the deaths of a few dozen or a few hundred Karizian sailors and their wives and children?
All right, Clinton said after a moment. If you're so worried about how the Karizians can use this, then let's use it ourselves. Father Stiven's dispatch makes it abundantly clear it was the Karizians who began the fighting. And, I might add, the Delpharakan's casualties weren't exactly light. Since they started it, I think we should tell the world exactly that. The Delpharakan authorities attempted to peacefully sequester their vessels, and instead of submitting to the instructions of the legal authorities, they resisted with deadly force. I'm sure the Karizians are going to hugely exaggerate their own casualties, so I don't see any reason why we should downplay the Delpharakan's losses. In fact, I think we should probably declare that anyone who was killed attempting to carry out Mother Church's orders to sequester those ships should be declared a martyr of God.
It wasn't Mother Church's decision to close the mainland ports against Karras, Ducerne thought grimly. It was yours, Jaspar, and it was done on your authority. Amazing how your new formulation of what happened gets you off of that particular hook, isn't it? But that wasn't the worst of it, not by a long chalk. If they declared the dead Delpharakans martyrs, then they moved an enormous stride closer to declaring all-out holy war against Karras. No doubt that was inevitable, in the fullness of time, but Robert Ducerne was in no hurry to embrace that cataclysm.
And is that simply moral cowardice on your part, Robert? If that's our inevitable destination, why hesitate? It's God's will that his church's authority be maintained in accordance with his plan. So how can you justify trying to avoid doing whatever is required to accomplish his ends?
I don't know, Trinair said slowly.
I think Jaspar's right, Maguire said. The others looked at him, and it was his turn to shrug. The smartest thing we can do is to use the semaphore to see to it that our version, the true version,
he actually managed to say that with a straight face, Ducerne noted,
reaches all the mainland realms before any lies Karras may choose to tell. And if these men were killed carrying out Mother Church's orders, then what are they if they aren't martyrs?
Exactly,
Clinton agreed vigorously.
Trinair looked at Ducerne again, and the Treasurer General knew exactly what the Chancellor's eyes were asking him. He started to open his mouth to disagree with Clinton and Maguire, then hesitated. Besides, Maguire continued while Ducerne wavered, when you look at this news alongside Narmon's decision to betray us, Mother Church, I mean, there's a pattern.
A pattern?
Trinair didn't quite manage to keep his incredulity out of his tone, and Maguire's lips tightened.